And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1990.
We are turning the dials on the KHNB Time Machine back 26 years to December. These are the stories and events now taking place in Half Moon Bay. Check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Historic site may house new museum. The 115-year-old Simon's House on Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay has been purchased by the real estate division of Ocean Colony Partners. The developer hopes to give the house to the city in hopes of future considerations. The city is talking about turning the house into a museum. Commission okays boat launch ramp. San Mateo County Harbor District is one step closer to building an expanded boat ramp at Pillar Point, following approval by the County Planning Commission. Donald Galuzzi, General Manager of the Harbor District, said he expects the Coastal Commission to approve the proposal. And park dedicated to longtime resident Judd Cochran, Community Park, named in honor of the 88-year-old Coastsider. On Saturday, the little piece of land, prettily landscaped with fence posts and boulders, was dedicated as the Judd Cochran Community Park, located in La Honda.
And now for a little news from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub in Half Moon Bay. Giving gifts gets harder and harder, depending on your age. Most of us have too many things, right? We're trying to get rid of stuff instead of accumulating more. So how about that gift thing that hovers over the families at the holiday time? Our family finally said, enough. We draw names with a limited amount that we will spend and pledge to do our donation to some other worthy cause. One year was really fun when we said all gifts had to be from a flea market or a garage sale. Throughout the year, we kept running into each other at local garage sales making our secret purchases. This year, we decided to do a Secret Santa thing. My sister orchestrated it and got so frustrated that she finally sent us all emails of who buys what for whom. So we now call it Not So Secret Santa. Hope you all work out your gift giving in your own families. Happy seasons to all of you folks and all the families on the coast side. I do hope to see you soon at my restaurant, Pub and Inn, down in Half Moon Bay. Happy holidays, folks. 1990. The United States responds to the Iraq invasion of Kuwait with Desert Shield, and along with British troops, push invasion forces back. The United States is in the midst of a bad recession, which is also being felt throughout the world. Following the Berlin Wall coming down, East and West Germany reunite. In other news, 50,000 die on an earthquake that rocks Iran, and most complete skeleton of the T-Rex is found in South Dakota. In technology, Tim Berners-Lee publishes the first page of the World Wide Web, and it shows there is a hole in the ozone layer above the North Pole. The first GPS satellite navigation system that can be used in a car goes on sale. The average income for working Americans is just shy of $29,000. Average rent is $465 a month. And a gallon of gas is $1.34. America's favorite animated family, The Simpsons, airs on Fox Network, and Twin Peaks premieres on ABC, while the Sci-Fi Channel appears on cable TV. Popular films include Home Alone, Ghost, Dances with Wolves, and The Hunt for Red October. In popular music, this jazz-oriented rock group from the Windy City had their first charted song in 1970. 20 years later, they are turning out hits one after another. Here's Chicago with What Kind of Man Would I Be?
And it seems like the harder I try, over and over, I'm right back where I began. But you understand, oh girl, when nothing else in this world goes right. Oh, I just wanna run to you, you'll pull me through. Oh, you
Both of these artists, popular in their own right, team up for this 1990 gold hit. Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville with Don't Know Much.
Look at this face, I know the years are showing. Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know how to love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams, so beaten and so battered.
I don't know how much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know. So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly the only truth I've ever known. Me and you.
Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMV Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.